This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Skeletal muscles' dual role: why inactivity silences critical body signaling. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence: skeletal muscle operates in two distinct biochemical modes, active signaling and metabolic silence. When muscles contract, they release myokines, signaling molecules that orchestrate communication across the brain, immune system, liver, adipose tissue, and vasculature. Conversely, when muscles remain inactive, this molecular conversation largely ceases, creating a cascade of metabolic consequences independent of caloric expenditure or weight status. Key takeaways: contracting muscle releases myokines that regulate inflammation, metabolism, and stress responses across multiple organ systems. Inactive muscle becomes metabolically silent, disengaging from whole-body communication, regardless of overall fitness level. Regular movement reduces chronic inflammation through muscle signaling, independent of weight loss or aerobic capacity gains. The difference between signaling and silence is biochemical, not motivational, determined by contraction patterns, not intention two modes. Skeletal muscle operates in either active signaling or metabolic silence, depending on contraction status, creating fundamentally different physiological states from identical tissue. Myokine signaling, active muscle versus inactive muscle, biochemical differences in muscle signaling mode and systemic effects. Myokine release, active inflammation regulation, signaling mode, metabolic communication, enhanced myokine release, inactive, conceptual model based on muscle physiology literature. Georgian Medical Journal News. The biochemistry of muscle signaling. Skeletal muscle is not simply a mechanical engine for force production. Research in muscle physiology demonstrates that contracting muscle tissue releases a family of signaling molecules, myokines, that function as endocrine mediators. These molecules circulate systemically and bind to receptors across multiple tissues, initiating coordinated metabolic and immunological responses. The seminal work on myokines established that muscle contraction fundamentally alters the tissue's biochemical output, independent of changes in body composition or aerobic capacity. When muscles remain inactive, this signaling cascade downregulates dramatically. The genome encoding myokine synthesis remains unchanged. The tissue's transcriptional profile shifts toward a quiescent state. This creates two qualitatively different physiological environments from identical genetic material, a phenomenon that explains why sedentary individuals show elevated systemic inflammation despite stable weight or genetic predisposition. Inactivity and chronic inflammation, a molecular mechanism. Chronic low-grade inflammation underpins many age-related and metabolic diseases. Unlike acute inflammation, a protective response to injury or infection, chronic inflammation operates silently, driving atherosclerosis, neurodegeneration, and insulin resistance. Research in exercise immunology published in peer-reviewed journals has consistently demonstrated that regular muscle contraction suppresses pro-inflammatory cytokine production, even without concurrent weight loss. The mechanism operates through myokine signaling. Contracting muscle releases interleukin-6, IL-6, and interleukin-15, IL-15, which suppress tumor necrosis factor alpha, TNFi, and other pro-inflammatory mediators. This anti-inflammatory signal requires active muscle contraction. Sedentary behavior removes this protective signaling, allowing baseline inflammation to rise. This explains why individuals can be metabolically silent, maintaining normal weight through caloric balance, yet carry elevated systemic inflammation due to inactivity. For readers seeking deeper context on this mechanism, the science section on Sheni Hakimi provides accessible summaries of muscle physiology and metabolic health. Contracting muscle releases myokines that regulate inflammation, metabolism, and stress responses through whole-body signaling. Inactive muscle becomes chemically disengaged, silencing these protective communications regardless of overall fitness level. Muscle physiology and exercise immunology literature. Beyond calories, why movement matters independent of weight. Modern health discourse often reduces physical activity to a caloric calculation. Movement burns energy, creating a deficit that drives weight loss. This framing obscures the fundamental role of muscle contraction as a signaling organ. Individuals who move regularly but maintain stable weight show measurably lower inflammation, improved insulin sensitivity, and better cardiovascular function compared to sedentary individuals of identical body mass. Research on cardiorespiratory fitness independent of weight status demonstrates that movement quality predicts health outcomes more reliably than weight change alone. This distinction carries clinical and public health significance. Weight loss remains difficult for most individuals. Sustained lifestyle change faces documented barriers. But the myokine signaling benefit of muscle contraction requires no weight loss threshold. A sedentary individual who begins regular walking without changing diet or losing a kilogram initiates a biochemical shift toward anti-inflammatory signaling within weeks. The tissue doesn't require aerobic adaptation or strength gains to participate in systemic communication. It requires only contraction patterns. Visit our clinical updates section for evidence-based guidance on prescribing physical activity as a therapeutic intervention. What this means for patients: regular movement, regardless of weight loss or fitness gains, activates protective signaling in skeletal muscle that reduces chronic inflammation. Even modest activity, walking, light resistance work, initiates myokine release. No intense exercise is required to engage muscle signaling mode. For clinicians, prescribe movement as a standalone therapeutic agent for inflammation-driven conditions, independent of weight management goals. The biochemical benefit exists at any weight and fitness level. Inactivity should be treated as a modifiable risk factor for chronic disease, regardless of body mass index. For policymakers, physical activity promotion requires reframing from a weight loss intervention to a metabolic signaling intervention. Workplace design, urban planning, and clinical guidance should prioritize movement frequency over intensity. Even light activity provides myokine-mediated anti-inflammatory benefits unavailable through sedentary weight maintenance. Frequently asked questions: does muscle signaling require intense exercise or aerobic fitness? No. Myokine release occurs with muscle contraction at any intensity. Walking, resistance work, and even fidgeting activate the signaling cascade. Fitness level and caloric expenditure do not determine whether muscle engages in systemic communication. Contraction patterns do. Can weight loss replace movement for reducing inflammation? Weight loss alone provides some anti-inflammatory benefit through reduced adipose tissue burden, but does not activate myokine signaling. A sedentary person at a lower weight has less protective muscle communication than an active person at a higher weight. Movement and weight loss address inflammation through different mechanisms. How quickly does muscle signaling activate after someone starts moving? Myokine release begins during muscle contraction, and circulating levels respond within hours to days. Anti-inflammatory signaling effects appear within weeks of regular activity, independent of fitness adaptation or weight change. This rapid response explains why movement produces measurable health benefits even before conventional fitness metrics improve. The emerging understanding of muscle as a signaling organ rather than purely a mechanical system reframes physical activity from optional lifestyle enhancement to essential physiology. Modern life, characterized by prolonged sitting, automated transport, and sedentary work, systematically silences the very tissue most critical for metabolic regulation and inflammation control. Restoring regular muscle contraction is not about aesthetics or performance. It is about reactivating a fundamental communication system. Individuals and health systems that recognize movement as biochemically essential, not merely beneficial, will likely achieve better outcomes across chronic disease prevention. Source: skeletal muscle myokine signaling literature and muscle physiology research.